Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Now, the best thing for all of the so-called freedom riders is to return to their homes, go back to their books, and mind their own business.
Ride on, blues and a red, ride on.
The summer of 1961, hundreds of Americans boarded buses and headed to Jackson, Mississippi. They weren't tourists. They were civil rights activists protesting Jim Crow by integrating the South's segregated buses and station rest stops.
Just one way from here. Ride on.
That June, six University of Minnesota students took a Greyhound to Jackson. Claire O'Connor was among them.
Well, we all heard about the Freedom Riders on the news. We all knew about the bus burnings. It just was on the news everywhere.
Angry white mobs waited in the South. But Claire and her fellow Freedom Riders were arrested as soon as they got off the bus.
But after that, after the Freedom Rides, the buses were successfully integrated.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.